Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Now that we are into the final few months of 2015, you may be starting to think about what your tax bill will be for this year. If you have investments, you should probably also know what the tax effects of those investments are. Chris Cabry is a certified financial planner with Ameriprise Financial Services. He's going to help us with this topic this morning, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenwood, South Carolina. Chris, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with how investments fall into different categories according to taxability.
Well, first, everybody or most people are familiar with the tax-deferred type of investments. Those are going to be your 401ks, your traditional IRAs, non-qualified annuities, 403bs, deferred comp plans can be in there. Those are the ones that are generally pre-tax dollars. You don't pay out of your W-2. It goes into this retirement account. And when you access those later on in life, they're going to be taxed at basically ordinary income rates or 100% taxability. So we like to get people to know what are going to be the effects later on in life dealing with tax-deferred investments.
And so then at the other end of the spectrum, there would be investments or investment accounts that are 100% tax-free.
That is correct, Mike. This is where we like to spend our time in talking with clients about tax-free distributions. Now, there are some rules, specific rules with each investment, such as a 529 plan for college education for children or grandchildren. There's some specific things around there that have to be used for tuition, room, board, books, and that type of thing. Then we talk about Roth contributory IRAs, Roth conversion IRAs. We also talk about municipal bonds. And then last of all, cash value inside of life insurance policies. And as long as the specifics are met for each one of these investment vehicles, those distributions can be tax-free to you.
And now I suppose, as with all things, there's probably a gray area, a hybrid type of investment or account that would be partially taxable, partially tax-free?
That's correct, Mike. And those types of things are going to be your CDs or your money market accounts, dividends that are paid to individuals from stocks. The other thing we look at are mutual funds, REITs. Those are going to be partially taxable, either in capital gains tax, or they're going to be taxes, interest, or dividend. Those numbers will run anywhere from zero if you're in the lower income bracket up to 23-25% on the capital gain side for a high income earner. So we like to try to clarify what everybody's going to have towards the end of the year and where do they want their wealth to double in the long range plan of things.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Speaking of doubling your money, are there any of these three areas that would get somebody to their financial goals the fastest, or is it just depend on the individual?
Most of it's going to depend on the individual. What does their taxable income look like during retirement? And then what kind of retirement income stream are they going to have, let's say, after 67 years old? And that's what we try to build out. All we're doing is replacing that taxable income during their earning years and say, how much of it do you want to be taxable, how much tax-free, and how much is going to be partial. And what we find is that the bulk of their savings are over in that tax-deferred account, and it's very hard for them to control their tax bracket if that's the only place that their money is or the bulk of their assets are that they're trying to turn into an income stream later on in life.
Sounds like you're recommending that just about everybody might need a little bit in each of these different taxability categories.
Yeah, Mike, we don't know if tax rates are going to go up. We can only assume a certain things there, as well as the individual's taxable income. We can forecast that out. But what we like to do is just spread that again. Everybody's heard of diversification within stocks and bonds. This is no more than some tax diversification of how those assets will be taxed later on. And we just try to spread that out. When you look at that, most people don't have a lot in tax-free other than maybe some municipal bonds. And so we give them some alternatives there that maybe they haven't occurred to them or haven't been informed of.
And as usual, great information. Chris, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Mike. Hope you have a great day.
Chris Cabry is a certified financial planner with Ameriprise Financial Services, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenwood, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, etvradio.org. Just click on Podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.